because it looks small to you. If you're having tight shoes, the vastness of the wilderness doesn't matter, because that small shoe is hurting you. That's what I mean by small and big. Yes?
Whoever sees you from afar says, he bloomed like a fresh anemone in that desert. He does not know that you, like the wicked, are outwardly in the rose garden, while your soul is in lamentation. Your sleep is to put those shoes off, for your soul is free from the body for a while. To the saints, O reader, sleep is a kingdom, as it were, to the men of the cave in this world.
Translation. Suddenly the point is clear. You say, listen, that wilderness, it's big enough, but you have to take off your shoes. Okay? What is the dream? Dream is a gift to you, because in dreaming you take off your shoes. Don't you? The first thing that everybody has experienced is flying when you are dreaming. What happened to your weight? What happened to your gravity? You just take it off. What is gravity? It's the grave problem of you. Moving around is fighting gravity. Heavier you are, more difficult you walk, right? What about in the sleep? So when you sleep, you take off that tight shoes. Suddenly, you don't have gravity. You're weightless. You change the space with a blink of eye, suddenly you're somewhere else. The time will change. Means what? Means you're taking off the limitation of time and space and physical forces. You take all these trees off. These are the problem of the animal, aren't they? That's how you get rid of your animal. You leave your animal, you go somewhere else. The animal is here, isn't it? Everybody knows that the animal is here, and it's breathing, and it's swallowing even, and it's digesting the food. It's doing a lot of stuff. But I'm not here. I leave the animal, and the animal is working automatically, right? Where am I? I don't have weight, time, limitations, nothing. Where am I? That is the good question. Because no one has ever answered that. Where am I when I'm sleeping? I'm not in that flesh. That's quite visible. And I'm nowhere. I am, in a way, in non-existence. That's why I'm happier. Because that's a bigger and better space. Yes?
They dream, and no dream is there. They go into non-existence, and no door is there. The body is a narrow house, and the soul within is cramped. He ruined it in order that he might make a royal palace. I am cramped like the embryo in the womb. I have become 9 months old. This migration has become urgent.
That one you don't remember, do you? You don't remember that 9 months you were living in a little space like that. And you were living until you. That was the universe. That was the existence. That was all, right? Then you came down. Ha ha. Laughing at that, right? We don't know the next step is the same. We go out and we laugh at this limitation of physical existence. We experience it in dreams. Already we do it every single night. Yes.
Unless the throes of childbirth overtake my mother, and this prison I amiss the fire. My mother, naming my nature, in consequence of its death throes, is giving birth to the end that the lamb may be released from the ewe, so that the lamb may graze in the green fields. Come, open thy womb, for this lamb has grown big.
Says the king, exactly like a child in the womb of that sheep. The mother will give birth, so that little one will come out and walk in this green stuff and will be happy. That's what my soul needs, to get out of this one, to be free. To be of free of what? Somehow you forget. And I said, because here legally they don't let you really naturally die, you forget that when you get old, you don't like it that much that you loved it when you were young, because there is a lot of pain involved and there are times that you want to die. When you are 90, if they tell you that you will live up to 140, you will die instantly. When you're 20, if they tell you you will live for 500 years, you will be happy. Because you don't know what the old age is bringing you. Because this is temporary. I see the time in here. Because with time, it gets weaker and weaker. Because it's made to die. It's not made not to die. You do your best effort, but it will. That's what it is. Yes?
If the pain of childbirth is grievous to the pregnant woman, it is for the embryo, the breaking of its prison.
Your body is that pregnant fellow and doesn't like the pain and all that. But for the child, even the death of the mom will be a salvation from that prison. Yes?
The pregnant women weep at childbirth, saying, "Where is the refuge?" But the embryo laughs, saying, "Deliverance has appeared." Whatever mothers there are under the sky, mineral, animal, or vegetable, they are heedless, every one, of another's pain, except those persons that are discerning and perfect.
What was that? He said, look at you. When they talk about the death, suddenly you don't like it, and you talk about it as if you know what that is really. Yes, you know the death of your neighbor, the death of a dog, but do you know the death of a carrot? The carrot will die when you bite it. Yes, next time you want to bite a carrot, don't. Put it in a vase, it will grow up, it's alive. And it shouts when you do that. That's killing the carrot. Now the vegetarians, they don't like it because they think vegetables are not alive. Isn't that silly? Someone who pretends that the vegetables are not alive? No, I'm vegetarian. So what? And they have a good omelette because the egg... Egg is dead. You don't touch it, it will come out. You just break it to make your omelette. But pretending to be vegetarian and that one. This is what it is. You don't know what the death is. Look around you. The living creatures are vegetables, animals, humans. But they don't understand each other's death. Even the death, which is supposed to be the simplest, and you understand it, you see that you don't. And you you don't like to, because then what do you do? It's impossible to remain vegetarian. Yes?
How should the man with the bushy beard know of his own house that which the man with the few hairs on his chin knows of other people's houses? When the man of heart knows of your condition, you do not know of your own condition, O uncle.
Aha. All this was to make you understand that when I'm talking about the death, you don't understand your death. Because you don't understand any death. There are few people, they know what death means. Vegetables, they don't know what death is. The animals, they know death is something to run away from. Your animal too. So your brain thinks that death is something to run away from. Only a very special people, who we call them Sahib Dil, means they have the heart. Those people, they know your death, they know their death, because they know what death is really. You don't. Let me tell you why you don't. Because you think you do. Here we say, you know what? All the darkness, stupidity, silliness, the negative stuff comes from this, not the spirit. And this is a dying stuff because of that. Yes.
Setting forth that whatever is denoted by the terms heedlessness and anxiety and indolence and darkness is all from the body, which belongs to the earth and the lower world. Mm-hmm. Heedlessness was from the body. When the body has become spirit, it inevitably beholds the mystery of the unseen.
I don't know headlessness, what is headlessness, because ghaflat is more than headlessness. It means ignorance, ignoring something. So ignorance belongs to the body. The soul cannot be ignorant. When you turn to the soul, you are corrected, yes?
When the earth is removed from the celestial atmosphere, there is neither night, nor shade, nor sunset. Whatever shade and night or shadowy place exists, 'tis caused by the earth, not by the heavens and the moon.
No, but you don't believe in that, do you? Oh, I know you. You believe the opposite. Why there is a night? Because of the sun. Sun is at the other side, right? No. There is night because earth is solid and doesn't pass the light. If the earth was here out of glass, was there any night? Was there any shadow? The shadow is because of the filthy stuff here, not because of the sun. The light is light. Life is life. Death belongs to this. When something comes to life, it could remain alive forever. The idea of beauty came alive in the human beings. Is it going to die? No? The beauty of the music is going to vanish? No, it started with some native stupid flute maybe. And now, look at it. This is how it grows. The ruination belongs to the earth itself. The ruining of the human life belongs to this flesh, the body. Yes?
Likewise, 'tis from the faggots that the smoke always arises, not from the resplendent fires. The imagination falls into error.
Did you ever thought like that? When they say, where is the smoke coming from? I say, oh, obvious, from the fire. I say, why are you silly? Smoke doesn't come out of